a sociology professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, has published a book explaining how college debt makes it harder for graduates to pursue jobs in law, medicine, and science, and therefore makes it harder for regular folks to access affordable services like medical care. Pyotr Fedchuk of the Illinois Student Newsroom spoke with the author, Kevin Light, about his findings.
The book is titled Crisis in the Professions, The New Dark Age, and it's a book about the changing world of what we call professional work, which includes basically doctors, lawyers, pharmacists, accountants, engineers, and scientists. And it's a book that describes how the labor market for professional work is changing and how it's becoming harder to become established in these professions.
So how would you say the environment has changed for professional workers?
It's changed in several ways. More professional workers are working in very large organizations where they're often overseen or managed by people who are not professionals themselves, and they have some other agenda that's associated with managing the work. A lot of the work, especially for new entrants, is more precarious, so it's harder to get established in the labor market. In fact, the book spends a considerable amount of time talking about that. Professional workers are dealing with what in the last 15 years or so has been called the war on expertise. So there's a lot of questioning of sort of professional knowledge and what professionals know and how loyal professionals are and all sorts of other things that are often viewed as merely political, but they do have a lot of influence on what people think. And the labor market for professionals has become globalized. So you can increasingly take your professional credentials and move almost anywhere in the world you want to. And because of technology being the way it is, you can create, in many cases, very global sorts of professional practice where some of the work you need to have done can be done on the other side of the world and shipped to you overnight. And then when you wake up in the morning, it's sitting there waiting for you. And the final thing we talk about is how distorted the U.S. labor market is for professionals that's being caused by the debt that's accumulating getting professional credentials. So medical schools and law schools are kind of an extreme example of this, where people accumulate hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, and they may have started their desire to become a professional with altruistic motives. So I want to move back to my hometown, and I want to be the family physician or practice law in my local hometown. And then when they graduate, they're so far in debt they have to move to a big city or specialize in a very lucrative area. And so a lot of rural areas go without professional services entirely. In some places, it's so bad there's no physician within three counties of where you live. You can't get any professional help at all. So that really needs to be addressed.
And how would you say that high debt affects the price of these services?
There's an incredible need to make a lot of money right away. So that affects the price of professional services a lot. So having less debt would perhaps lessen a lot of that pressure. And a lot of the people that originally went into these professions for more altruistic reasons could actually do those things then if they wanted to.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think if people read the book, they're going to find it a little bit depressing, but we try to make things better toward the end. So I think if you're a young person and you're interested in doing one of these things, you should not deter yourself on the basis of what the book tells you. It's just the world you're going to be entering is not necessarily the world your parents or your grandparents occupied if they were in these professions.
That was U of I professor Kevin Light speaking with student journalist Pyotr Fedchuk.